stay that way. Cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I had my say, gonna stay that way. Cause highbrow people lose their
sanity. WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 17 below zero at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of recently hired employees at the FAA have now been fired. Sources at the IRS say 15,000 workers there have been identified for possible termination as well. All of it at the direction of Elon Musk's newly created Department of Government Efficiency. And now,
questions are swirling over who actually runs DOGE. In a new court filing, the White House clarifies that Elon Musk is not the administrator, but did not say who is. A judge is considering whether to block DOGE from firing government employees and accessing data from certain departments. A ruling is expected as soon as today.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. In Toronto, 18 people are still hospitalized after a regional jet crash-landed at Pearson International Airport on Monday, flipping over. Most passengers strapped into their seats made it out safely. High-level delegations from the U.S. and Russia talking in Saudi Arabia on ending the war in Ukraine without Ukraine taking part in negotiations. This is ABC News. At a vigil in upstate New York.
He was a good soul. His whole family is. He didn't deserve this.
Lisa Leonard remembering Sam Nordquist, a transgender man from Minnesota, who police say was tortured for weeks and then killed. Five people have now been arrested. Police call the attack, quote, beyond depraved, but now say it does not appear to be a hate crime. New York's governor convening a meeting of New York City leaders today to talk about what she calls a path forward. New York Mayor Eric Adams facing pressure over allegations his federal corruption charges are being dismissed in exchange for help with the Trump administration's efforts to deport undocumented immigrants. Something odd spotted in the middle of a street in New Haven, Connecticut. A baby seal all on its own.
I'm sure they thought it was a joke, but it was not. It was a seal in the street.
Police officer Christian Burkhart, the gray seal, picked up workers by the DEP in the Mystic Aquarium. This is ABC News.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Forecast details coming up here from WRCO and WRCE. It is 5 minutes after 7 and 16 below zero.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 7 above, mostly sunny and very cold. We're under a cold weather advisory until 10 this morning. Tonight, a few clouds and bitter cold, negative 9 for a low, and a high Wednesday of 11 degrees. Warming to 22 by Thursday. I'm going to keep reading. 24 Friday, 31 Saturday, 39 Sunday, 42 Monday. So keep that in mind as you head out and about today. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Unfortunately, you know, our temperature has risen. We broke a record that was originally established in 1979 at 16 below. We hit 25 below this morning. Our friends in the northern Hub City area with 33 below this morning. But nonetheless, I watched it. Now it's been rising rapidly. We're already up to 16 below. But the bad news is the winds have picked up. East-northeasterly right now, making for a wind chill around 31 below zero. These schools under a 2-hour late start. In fact, many of them made the decision to go a little bit later last night with the impending weather. So let's give a gander to that list here.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
2 hours late today for North Crawford, Wazika Steuben, Weston, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Ithaca, also the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Highland, Riverdale, Hillsborough, Fenimore, Boscobel, Kickapoo, and Lafarge. There is no AM 4K in the Ithaca District and no AM Early Childhood in the Richland District to go along with that 2-hour late start. 16 on the minus side today. My school's got to go on, I guess. Try to get a fridge hanger today to warm it up. Here's Montgomery Gentry.
My old man's backhand used to land hard on the side of my head. I just learned to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Bring it on.
Montgomery Gentry on WRCO Radio. And if you ever stop loving me, a little sunshine and minus 16 here at WRCO Studios. The Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special, watched by nearly 15 million viewers, NBC's most watched primetime entertainment telecast in 5 years. So it was a winner. I've heard good things about it. I haven't seen it. It is on my my beta VHS recorder, but nonetheless, yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. I heard there were some good skits in there and paid tribute to some of the old ones as well. I see the lists of favorites, like favorite musical short or whatever, and then I see the list of skits, and I don't see Saturday Night Live. Obviously, I've been working Saturday nights since 1986. So I don't see it that much, but I've seen recording and highlights on YouTube and things like that. And some of the newer skits are kind of funny. I mean, I say newer ones. I think Kristen Wiig's era, that era was really funny, but I still go back to some of the priceless ones from early on, and those skits don't show up, which means it's probably a younger person or people that are voting on some of those top skits. But hard to beat some of the early ones, like the Bass-O-Matic, Dan Aykroyd pitching that, and Rosanna Dana, and the Blues Brothers, and a few of the classics. And on Saturday night, we had the trivia question about Mr. Bill, the Clay Doll parody of the old children's shows of the 1960s. I always thought that one was really funny. Kind of some dark comedy, but, you know, back in the day, it was pretty good. I liked it enough to buy a Mr. Bill t-shirt, too. Brooks and Dunn and Luke Combs right now on WRCO at 7:13. I saw the lightning baptized by the fire touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone.
about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. Service 536-3700.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Attention hunters and outdoor enthusiasts. The Driftless Area Deer Classic is back this Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Explore exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and enter the trail camera photo contest. Have sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, though they won't be scored. Enjoy delicious food and drinks while sharing stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to beat the rush? Pre-register Friday, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more info, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic this Saturday.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, Mr. Knee.
Good to have you in here today.
It's nice to be in here. It's right. Chilly out there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
As soon as the quiz is done, we're going to send you out with a barrel around your neck. A barrel around your neck, and you can go find Joanne. So.
Yeah, she's lost, isn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I hope she doesn't get frostbite.
Right. Well, it's a serious situation. For sure. It doesn't take long out there, so bundle up.
You had a good game last night?
I did. Yep.
Got to see your old friend, Mr. Kinney?
Yep. Eric Kinney.
Is he still doing nothing but no good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured he wouldn't.
Sure.
Yeah. Always up to something.
Why change now?
Yeah, he ain't going to change.
Yeah.
Good family he has.
We had a good time last night. And again, some temperatures predicted very cold, and they have been, but even colder than our 25 below is our low, and now we're on the way up a little bit.
But what the winds, is it now?
Well, it went to 16. Now it's down to 18 below again.
Oh, okay. Well,
the wind's making it feel around 30 below.
Yeah, it's chilly. So my hometown, you know, they're expecting 11 to 14 inches of snow today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so they can have it.
Oof,
well deserved.
You're going to have to go find the chickens in a snowbank down
there. Yes. Right? I don't know if my brother let the chickens out or not today. Probably not.
Probably not a good idea.
No, but those guys just do anything they want. Uh-huh. Him and his guineas.
Now, do they have actual snow plows
there
in your area? I didn't think so.
No, they don't. So
what do you do? Just plow through it with your truck?
Well, it just depends. They'll use like graders or something like that, you know, but nothing. I've never seen a snow plow. Maybe they do, but I mean, that's been 35 years ago, so. Never been down there in a snowstorm. Been down there in some tornadoes, but not a snowstorm.
Tornadoes.
Those are pretty good at Quick Trip, too.
Are they?
Tornadoes.
I've not tried them, but I see them there as a.
I have never tried
a
them,
delicacy but,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah. Yeah, Dallas. Yeah, we're not even going there.
All right.
So anyway, today is Quizzy Poo Day. Phil.
I thought maybe school was delayed for me.
No. Wayward boys always go first.
All right.
Today is on frostbite.
Frostbite?
Yes.
Frostbite.
Whatever. Intentionally said there. You know that, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, let's see if I can frostbite you.
Yeah, you probably can.
All right, buddy. 10 questions on frost. And it's very fitting for the weather.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to learn something today.
Timely and topical.
Yep. All right. Number one, frostbite and frost nip are the same condition, true or false? Hmm. And all of these are true or false to help you out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Number two, once frostbitten has started, there is nothing you can do to stop it from getting worse.
Hmm.
Number three, if you have frostbite, you should immediately place the affected area near direct heat like a fireplace or heating pad.
All right.
Number four, frostbite only occurs in extremely cold temperatures below freezing. Five. Frostbite most commonly affects fingers, toes, ears, and the nose.
All right.
Number six. Rubbing the affected area vigorously helps warm up frostbitten skin.
Oh.
Are you frostbitten, or do you have, or should I deflee you this morning?
Oh. It must have jumped off Annie the cat.
Poor cat.
Yeah, she's something.
Number seven, numbness in the affected area is an early sign of frostbite.
All right.
If that's the case, my knees are frostbite all the time.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are your knees kind of numb?
Sometimes. Yeah. It depends, yeah.
Yeah, those. I'll bet you when you're out there with those stainless steel balls in your knees.
You can feel them.
I bet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And just right down to the old bone. Number eight.
Yep.
Drinking alcohol can help. Let me rephrase that. Drinking alcohol can help prevent frostbite by keeping the body warm. Number niner. Dark or blackened skin is a sign of severe frostbite.
All right.
Number 10, a person with frostbite may also experience hypothermia.
Okay. All right.
Now, the reason that I had this test today, because I had tomatoes today.
Tomatoes?
Yeah, on tomatoes.
Oh,
on the plant and all that.
It was originally on tomatoes?
Yeah, yeah, and then I changed this but hopefully someone can learn something and not get frostbite today.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So I should study about tomatoes for next week then?
Well, I may change that.
Oh.
Sunflowers, tomatoes.
Tomatoes, tornadoes.
Tomatoes, tornadoes. Frostbite. A frostbite.
Frostbite. Okay.
All right, number one, buddy. Frostbite and frostnip are the same condition.
True.
It is false.
Every time.
Frostnip is a mild form of frostbite that does not cause permanent damage, while frostbite can lead to tissue death.
Man.
And they say that more people are probably frostnip. And then get into warm areas without then frostbite.
Huh.
So, snipping at the nose. Did I get you on number one again?
You got me. You got
Woo-hoo!
Me. Henry going on the fridge. I haven't had a fridge hanger since October.
October what, 28th or something like that? It was a lot.
It doesn't matter. It was October.
November, December,
yeah,
January.
Right.
My goal is 12 months,
well,
buddy.
You're working on it.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the reaction on your face. I wish people could have seen it. Oh, and it's negative 19 again.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Number two, and you're going to see these, you'll probably get 9 out of 10. I'm just saying.
I know that's what happened 2 weeks ago, I think it was.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. Once frostbite has started, there's nothing you can do to stop it from getting worse.
That's got to be false.
It is false. If caught early, rewarming and medical attention can stop the progression.
All right.
Number three, if you have frostbite, you should immediately place the affected area near direct heat, like a fireplace or heating pad.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. Sudden intense heat can cause burns. Gradual warming and warm, not hot, water is recommended.
Okay.
Frostbite number four, frostbite can only occurs in extremely cold temperatures below freezing.
False.
That is right. Frostbite can occur even at tempers just below freezing, especially windy or wet conditions.
Oh, sure. I've had a few baseball days.
Oh,
in the spring.
I can't. It's not cold enough to be baseball season.
Windburn,
yet.
Yeah. We've been out on warmer days, colder days. 19 below. Here's the pitch.
The coldest I've been was with Ron Fruit at Riverdale. My goodness, was I cold that day. I mean, yeah. I was sitting there.
And it was raining, too.
Oh, it was horrible. Horrible. What number are we on?
We're on number five.
Frostbite most commonly affects fingers, toes, ears, and the nose.
True.
It is true. These extremities are the most vulnerable due to reduced blood flow.
Woo-hoo.
Number six, rubbing the affected area vigorously helps warm up frostbitten skin.
I'm going with false.
It is false. Rubbing can further cause tissue damage. The best method is gentle rewarming with warm, not hot water.
Hmm. Okay.
Seven, numbness in the affected area is an early sign of frostbite.
True.
It is true. Numbness, tingling, and skin discoloration, white or grayish yellow, are early signs.
Woo!
Number eight, drinking alcohol can help prevent frostbite by keeping the body warm.
Well, I'm going to say false.
This is false. Actually, alcohol actually increases the heat loss and can make frostbite more likely.
You see these scholars at the Green Bay Packer games with their
unreal. I was showed with one. You know,
a guy, right.
I mean,
right.
That guy was. It was cold. It was snowing.
Right.
And he's out there in a
He probably
in my Aruba suit.
He probably had a little, I would say, antifreeze in him, maybe.
I guarantee he wasn't feeling any pain. No. That's why his skin was blue.
Like a Smurf. Boy.
Number nine, dark or blackened skin is a sign of severe frostbite.
I would say that is true.
It is true, Phil. Blackened skin indicates tissue death and may require medical intervention or amputation.
Or it could be that tattoo Hank got 40 years ago in the service. Hey, what is that?
I didn't know you knew I had a couple.
No, I'm just guessing.
You want to see?
No!
Number two. A person with frostbite may also experience hypothermia.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Frostbite often accompanies hypothermia, a dangerous sign in dropping the body temperature.
9 out of 10. That first one just trips me up every time.
Every time.
I think next week, the first one, whatever I think, I'm going to go with the opposite and see how we do.
Is that how you're going to do me?
Yeah, I think so. All right, I think we're going to take time out.
Hey, buddy, have a great day. Everybody be safe. Be safe and be kind.
Stay warm. Keep warm thoughts going.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Today. Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
I've just talked to officials at Kickapoo Schools. They will be shutting it down today. No school at Kickapoo, as the temperatures, the wind chill has not improved any, and so Kickapoo will not have school today. The rest under a two-hour delay: Lafarge, Boscobel, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Riverdale, Highland, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Weston, Waseca, Steuben, and North Crawford. So we'll keep you updated. Right now, 19 degrees below zero. We'll take a look at birthdays and anniversaries coming up next, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Just a couple of quick notes from this day in history. The dwarf planet Pluto was discovered in 1930. 1885, Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was first published. And it was February 18th of 2001. You may remember watching it, or you may remember where you were when you heard about it, but auto racing star Dale Earnhardt Sr. died in a crash in the final lap of Daytona 500. He was just 49. Some birthdays in the area today. Let's see here. Reaching the mailbag. Happy birthday to Malin Fisher from St. Mary's School. Also to Ezekiel Leonard from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday to Kels. Love from Mom, Bill, Caden, Alex, and Rives. Have a great day today. Happy birthday to Earl Felton. Have an awesome day from Nancy. Steve Gard, happy 70th birthday from Diane. Enjoy your 70th. Happy birthday to wonderful husband and dad, Brian Jelenic. We love you and hope you have a great day. Stay warm. Love from Rachel, Emma, and Easton. Happy special birthday to Diane Gehlig. Love from Aunt Linda and Uncle Mel. Hope you have a wonderful day. Happy birthday on this 18th of February to Avery Manning. Best wishes to you from all of your friends. And this wish going to you today from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Chet Sumwalt from Beulah Wesleyan Church. And to Paul Murphy, happy birthday wishes on your special day from Richland Center United Methodist Church. RC Lions Club saluting Brandon Jack, Clara Hope Turner, Brian Jelenic, Rachel Turgeson, and Brad Walsh. Happy birthday, Clara Turner from Grandma Ida, wishing you a very happy birthday and saying she loves you. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Rowan McKenna, Melissa Mirabelli, along with Michaela Kinney, Brian Jelenic, and all the best. And this is an anniversary wish for Nicholas Ewers and Shelley Jones today, Tuesday, February 18th.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
The news is coming up from WRCO Radio, 18 below zero. I'm wondering about the weather a little south of Saskatoon.
Just a little bit south of Saskatoon. Pick my guitar for board and room. Met a little girl, her name was June. A little bit south of Saskatoon. Me and Junie Mae, we got on fine. Till I had to move on up the line. Promised that girl I'd be back soon. A little bit south of Saskatoon. Went up to Nome to see the sights. Had the end to watch the northern lights. But I had my mind on my sweet June. A little bit south of Saskatoon. So I caught a freight and headed back, traveling down that railroad track. Kept thinking of my honeymoon, a little bit south of Saskatoon. Me and Junie Mae got a little house, got a piece of ground and a few milk cows. Gonna get a youngin' soon. A little bit south of Saskatoon. In the winter time when we can't farm, me and Junie Mae sit arm in arm. By big old fire and honeymoon. A little bit south of Saskatoon.
June there, a little warm vacation spot there. Absolutely. I looked it up. Saskatoon, my goodness. Southern Saskatchewan, Saskatoon. Right now the temperature is 38 below zero. They have us beat, okay? We're only at negative 18. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day.
This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court and Main Downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court and Main, where your dream home is just a sail away.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. The forecast calls for a high of 7, mostly sunny and very cold conditions. Northwest winds at 7 to 14 today. A cold weather advisory continues for our area. Kickapoo schools will be closed today. They changed from the two-hour late mode to recently announcing that they will not be open today because of the extreme cold weather. Kickapoo is closed. The rest still on the two-hour delay. Lafarge, Boscobel, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Riverdale, Highland, Richland, including St. Mary's and Eagle, Ithaca, River Valley, St. John's and St. Luke's, Weston, Waseca, Steuben, and North Crawford all are 2 hours late.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
For Joanne Krulatz, I'm Phil Nee. And news today, dangerous wind chills continue through tomorrow morning with frostbite possible in as little as 10 minutes. What's happening is your skin cells are literally freezing and dying. Signs include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. Frostbite can lead to permanent irreversible damage. So limit your time outdoors. Wear a face mask, scarf, gloves, and hat. If you believe that you have frostbite, get inside quickly, warm up slowly, never rub the area as that can damage the tissue even further. Voters are casting ballots to narrow the field in a three-way race for Wisconsin's top education job. The Post is at the forefront in the battleground state of the national fight over school funding. The top two vote-getters in today's primary will advance to the April 1st general election. The incumbent, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley, was first elected in 2021 with the support of Democrats and teachers' unions. But this year she faces a challenge on the left from Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright, a two-time Democratic candidate for State Assembly, Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and advocate for the private voucher school choice program, is backed by Republicans. Polls are open today. Statewide race says that's the main one, and there are many local and also in some regards, some referendums across the state of Wisconsin. Polls will be open until 8 o'clock this evening. Governor Tony Evers will deliver his 2025-27 biennial budget from the Assembly Chambers in the Wisconsin State Capitol tonight. Evers' remarks begin at 7 p.m. and will be live-streamed on the governor's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Evers has already revealed portions of his budget plan, including an overhaul of Wisconsin's corrections system, dealing with PFAS contamination of Wisconsin's water, and investments to support agriculture and reduce the costs of childcare. Republican legislative leadership and the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee will hold a press conference following Evers' address. Richland County is currently dealing with what to do with the now empty college campus. The County Board of Supervisors developed a campus reconfiguration committee to research possibilities. A firm was brought in to evaluate the state of all the buildings, and unfortunately, the news was not good. The state passed legislation to award $2 million to closed campuses, but unfortunately, that is just a drop in the bucket for what Richland County needs to make the buildings viable again. Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz was one of the authors of the bill to reimburse closed campuses. He took a tour of the UW-Platteville-Richland campus last week with County Board Chair Dave Turk.
I was a little disappointed on the way UW, and I'm actually being very kind when I say disappointed. UW left a mess out there, to be very honest with folks, and so I'm actually going to have a meeting with UW System President Mr. Rothman next week concerning that, because it is entirely unacceptable, the mess they left out at that campus. And I am being very kind with my words right now, because when I got done touring the facility, I was actually pretty livid, because what they left out there for, it's like, you know, when COVID hit on, you know, 17th of March of 2000, everything basically shut down. Mm-hmm. It kind of looked like one day they were working and the next day they just literally walked out. And it's like you could go back and start teaching a class there right now. And it's just very disappointing the way UW system left that facility right now.
Kurtz was on WRCO's morning show yesterday. I asked him about suggestions that he might make to Rothman.
First of all, they need to clean their mess up. I mean, I think that's job number one, just the way they left it. And we'll go from there. Like my staff, after I got off the phone, I kind of had to calm down a little bit because I got probably 50, 60 photos on my phone that I'm going to share with Mr. Rothman about what they did out there. And so we'll go from there. But I think they need to do a lot more than they're doing right now, that's for sure.
The Richland County Board of Supervisors will continue to be updated on the campus and its future. A man is dead after a snowmobile crash in northeast Wisconsin. Oconto County deputies say a 55-year-old man from Mequon crashed his snowmobile into a road sign on Friday. The crash happened near the town of Mountain. Officials say the driver apparently lost control of his sled and slid off the trail into the sign. The crash remains under investigation. The victim has not been identified. The Wisconsin State Senate is once again considering postpartum care. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage as opposed to the 60 days currently allowed. State Senator Sarah Kieske of the 14th State Senate District is a co-author of the bill. She was on the morning show last Thursday explaining why it is important to everyone.
What we know is postpartum care, the needs aren't only in the first 60 days for the mom. And we need healthy moms so that we have healthy kids. So if they have a medical issue, if they have a mental health issue, those need to be treated well so that we have them functioning well, both for themselves, for their newborn and any other children, or maybe their workplace. There are many things that happen postpartum that have an impact. And some of them are just not going to show up in the first 60 days. So having access to this is really, really important.
She adds it is supported by both parties, but one person seems to be holding it up.
Last session, this bill was presented in the Senate and it was passed 32-1. So bipartisan support. We are hoping that it comes to the floor again in the Senate and in the Assembly. One of the big issues is there is the leader of the Assembly. His name is Robin Voss, the representative, that has said it is unlikely that this bill will be seen on that floor, which means there's no way it could be passed because he won't let it be seen.
Kieske has a fundamental issue with the Voss stance.
I believe if we are the voice of our constituents, there are 132 of us total, 99 assembly members, 33 Senate members. We should all get to vote on something that is this important and has bipartisan support. And not only bipartisan support, but support across the ideological frame. We have people both pro-life, pro-choice. We have all kinds of people that are supporting this. And so this should be something that's voted on. But we have one person right now that is standing in the way for even it being presented to a floor where 99 people would have the chance to vote on it. That would be the Assembly. And then if it doesn't get passed there, we can't pass it, even if the Senate does. That's disturbing. And so if people want our government to work, it has to have these situations addressed so that the voice of the voters, the voice of your elected leaders are able to take votes on things for you or votes against them. That's fine. I mean, if it doesn't pass, it doesn't pass. But to not have it even presented to have a vote, I think is despicable, frankly.
State senators heard testimony on the issues of postpartum care from medical providers last week.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feeds, Eat, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Here are today's vital statistics. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green, died Tuesday, February 11th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 until 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green. Rosemary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Senior Living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 Thursday, February 27th at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday, February 26th from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church Thursday, February 27th from 10 until the service time at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center and formerly of Avoca, died Friday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, April 26th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, April 26th from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center and formerly of Avoca. Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River, died Saturday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Private graveside services will be held in the Blue River Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Joyce Tisdale, 93 of Blue River. And Susan Mary Cotty, 62 of Muscadet, died on Sunday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family for expenses. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Susan Mary Cotty, 62 of Muscadet.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Kickapoo School's closed today, otherwise a two-hour delay for Lafarge, Boscobel, Fenimore, Hillsboro, Riverdale, Highland, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, and Ithaca, River Valley, Weston, Waseca, Steuben, and North Crawford at this point remain under a two-hour late start. It's warmed up a little bit from our overnight low of 25 below here at the studios. We're at negative 15 with a little bit of a breeze, making it feel quite a bit cooler at times this morning. A news update is next from ABC, sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate, sales, insurance agents, and interior design services. WRCO-FM, Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450, Richland Center. It is 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than a dozen people taken to hospitals, but no deaths after a Delta jet flipped over on the runway of Toronto Pearson International Airport.
Passengers seen hanging upside down in the cabin, held in by their seatbelts. The flight crew seen standing on the ceiling.
Come on!
helping passengers scramble to escape.
ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez, the jet was on its way from Minneapolis to Toronto. There's an investigation underway into why it happened. A new storm is expected to drop heavy snow across much of the middle part of the country today as a blast of frigidly cold air plants itself over the northern Midwest and Great Plains. All that as the death toll rises from flooding earlier in the week. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least a dozen people in his state were killed in rising waters. Top diplomats from Russia and the U.S.